Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati Councilmember Tamaya Dennard was arrested this week on felony charges of wire fraud, bribery, and attempted extortion. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how rare is it that an elected official finds him or herself in such a situation in Cincinnati?
Well, at Cincinnati City Hall, it is unheard of, over the past century, going back to 1925, when we adopted the council manager form of government, got rid of the old political boss system, which was not only corrupt, but it was incompetent, and replaced it with a city charter. And there's never been anything like this in the history of city manager form of government.
Now, it has happened certainly in other places in Ohio. Why has Cincinnati politics been so squeaky clean for so many years?
I think it's because the original charterites, the people who put together the city charter in the 1920s, who were reform-minded lawyers for the most part, some of them Republicans, some of them Democrats, others independents, they couldn't even conceive of a situation where city council members depended on their council salaries to make a living. They saw a city council that was a part-time job. People would come in, do their work, and then go back to their professions or their day jobs. Some of them were very wealthy people, and they could afford to do that. Others were not so wealthy, but they were comfortable, and they could take a council salary, which was not great, but also work outside of City Hall. So it was not, they didn't see these people as good targets for bribery. But now in the recent decades, we've had more and more people who are on city council who have no other source of income. And that is what may lead to temptation.
Well, of course, Tamaya Dennard is innocent until proven guilty, but can she go back to council and continue to do her job if she's being tried on these serious crimes?
Well, that remains to be seen, whether or not she can go back. I think she can go back, but I think any vote that she casts would immediately be suspect, and she would be pretty much ineffective as a council member. Now, she says, and rightly so, that people shouldn't judge her too quickly on this. But these are serious allegations, and they go right to the core of what it means to be a council member. And the one thing you do not do in any legislative branch of government is sell your vote.
So Tamaya Dennard says she said through her attorney in a statement that she'll decide next week if she's going to step down. And if she does not resign, some people are still calling for her removal. What options do they have?
They're somewhat limited. There's no provision in the city charter for a recall or just to have her removed by council itself. There's a thing that there's some activists, people who are involved with Coast, have filed something with the probate court judge, asking that she be removed. I don't know if that's going to work because she hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
We should explain what COAST is.
COAST is the coalition opposed to additional spending and taxes, a very conservative group that has fought with a lot of the Democrats on city council in the past, particularly over the Gang of Five. And there's a provision in the Ohio Revised Code that's very complicated that would allow the Supreme Court to set up a panel that can make a decision about whether or not a person accused of a felony crime can or cannot serve during the interim.
What has the reaction been from Tamaya Dennard and other Democrats since this arrest occurred on Tuesday?
Well, she says that, she obviously wants her day in court, and she has, not admitted to any of these charges against her, and she asks that people don't pass judgment on her at this point. Now, people are passing judgment on her in a certain sense, even within her own party. The Democratic Party is saying, if these allegations are true, she should step down. John Cranley, who is not a friend of Tamaya Dennard's, has said she needs to go now.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday morning at this time and read his columns and stories at WVXU.org. You can also sign up for his weekly election newsletter, Counterpoints, at WVXU.org.